integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Agave, the new and better sugar. First it was sugar, then it was saccharin, then it was NutraSweet, then it was acesulfamide K, and I've never understood that one. Then it was
who stevia, was it? Wait, it was what did you say?
What is it? Acesulfamide. Remember, I think it's still around. And then there was the Chinese thing. I forgot that it was out there for a while. That was people were sweetening with, and now agave, the new and better sugar. We want our sweets. And we want it to not tax the body. We want that and cake and eat it too and all that stuff.
That's a great one. That's a great one for this segment.
Yeah, and I have strong opinions on agave. I want to ask yours first, because just for the record, listeners, Holly and I did not talk about our stances on agave.
Ooh.
And when you're talking before this show, and I thought that was good. I was going to call you and kind of give you some insight as to how I feel about this, because I'm passionate about this. But I figured let's hammer this out in a public forum, and let's do that. But I'd like to ask you, where do you stand on agave?
Well, let me just ask you to confirm my suspicion. No, let me just ask you to confirm my knowledge that tequila is made out of agave.
Yes, although
okay. So my stance on agave is that I love it. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, come on, mm-hmm. it makes tequila.
But tequila takes the fructose out of it.
Okay, I'm just kidding. So can you lighten up a little bit, Dr. Weiss? I mean,
I told you, I'm in a mode here.
Okay, well, you know, you apparently have some things to say about agave, and okay, so let me just give you my little take home about sugar in general, because you're right, we want our cake and eat it too. Ha ha ha, pun intended. In my opinion, quite honestly, there are two things that rank high on my list for sweetening. Mm-hmm. One, believe it or not, is sugar. Guess why? It's natural. Our body knows mm-hmm. exactly what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's in moderation, like everything else that I advise, everything in moderation, sometimes including moderation, then, you know, and then the second one for me is stevia, because it's a plant. Mm-hmm. It is definitely one of the more popular sweeteners mm-hmm. that people are trying. And it's slightly, I think, sweeter than sugar. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about it? What do you think about agave? Because I can feel you. I can feel you ready to talk.
Yes, you do. I don't like it.
Okay.
And I just, why? You know, because I know one of the things on It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science that we do well is we don't just say, well, maybe you should try it. It might be good for some. When we don't like things, we just say we don't like it. And I agree with you on your points about sugar, kind of more of a raw sugar or sucanate, you know, kind of the brown natural sugars. And I'd throw honey in there and stevia. The problem is, as a naturopathic cardiologist, fructose can be really hard on the body. Fructose is something that's high in agave, and that's why it doesn't have this glycemic index. When you look at agave as far as what it can do for glycemic index, it's much better than sugar, so it's not going to spike it. So diabetics are going, huh, look at this agave stuff.
Right.
It's got a lower glycemic index. And with that, it actually takes less of it to get it to do stuff. It's a little sweeter than sugar, which is nice, versus maybe you would use a half a teaspoon of sugar, and now you might use 20 drops of agave or even 10. It's a little sweeter, so nice. That makes sense. Less of it and better glycemic index. The problem is we go back to our high fructose corn syrup lessons. High fructose corn syrup raises triglycerides and even liver damage, and it blocks satiety mechanism, meaning it makes you more hungry. When you look at agave, it appears to have most of the same problems as high fructose corn syrup. It's definitely better made. It's organic, it's cleaner. It's not high fructose corn syrup, and I don't want to put it in the same category as that, because it's a much cleaner, much more natural product.
Well, and I think this is the
triglycerides are, you know, they're at risk here.
Okay, so I think this is the point of, hey, it's your health and ain't rocket science, because it's truly about getting behind the trends. It's getting behind the messaging. It's getting behind the diagnosis. And it's talking about, hey, what's going on in the body? And I think that's the thing that's important. You know, you think about agave, and I make the joke, it's like, hey, it's a plant, you know, it's, you can make tequila from it, and why not like agave?
And sometimes I get your jokes. I do. And try another one. I'll get it next time. Please, throw me a bone here.
I will definitely try one more joke.
Approaching 50, I cannot publicly not get a joke anymore.
Well, no, I understand you, though. When you're fired up, it's like, I'm bird dogging this. I got to talk about agave. I got to talk about agave. I can't joke around. So, but okay. I think to the point, it really is that we think about fructose and we think about how fructose acts in the body. Mm-hmm. And you think triglycerides at risk here and other things, oxidative stress as well. Mm-hmm. And so when we're talking about, you know, people think about agave, and I get this question all the time. What do you think about? What can I have in my coffee, my tea, these additives? The other thing that I think that is really important to consider when we're talking about things that are sweeter than sugar, and I think we're going to talk about stevia as well here, because that's 15 times sweeter than sugar. That's agave is definitely sweeter than sugar, is that there is, and this is why I think that at the top of my list when it comes to sweeteners, okay, if you take a little bit of that brown, as close to its natural form as possible, sugar, 16 calories, and you put it in your coffee or what have you, guess what? Your body knows exactly what to do with it. When you get something sweeter, here's the thing that happens. It's called the cephalic insulin response, meaning it doesn't matter that these quote unquote sugars that are very, very sweet don't have calories in them, okay, or they have less calories than regular sugar. It's that they are so sweet that your brain doesn't know the difference. And so your pancreas, because your brain is like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap, there's a whole lot of sugar coming. It's very, very sweet. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Yeah. Your pancreas is going to be pumping out that insulin. And all of a sudden, the insulin is like, hey, I'm here. I'm ready to do the job. I got to process that sugar. I got to let it in the cells. Your cells need energy, and then all of a sudden, where is it? Is exactly right. And guess what happens? You become more hungry. All right. So you basically innately become more hungry because your insulin is like, I need to work on something. Get something in here because I'm going to start storing myself as fat. I'm like, your cells are completely getting sick of me. They're becoming resistant to me. Please, please, please help me do something here. And you get more hungry.
You do. And look, I want to go back to raw sugar again because it gets a bad name, you know, and the sucanat, these real natural sugars. See, I don't use ketchup and I don't eat a lot of processed food, so I don't get exposed to a lot of sugars. I don't know if you know this, but there's more teaspoon in sugar in a teaspoon of ketchup, and this is white sugar, than there is in the average ice cream. So, you know, Americans in our cookies,
I know that,
and everything there, so you knew that, yes. And so with my diet, because I keep the processed food out and the junk out, I don't get exposed to it. So the little bit of sugar I get, I feel pretty good with. I always have to match it with protein to watch weight. But all of a sudden, sugar became this enemy, like salt became an enemy. The salt is not bad for you, unopposed just white sodium is, versus a gray sea salt, which is actually good for most people, as long as you don't have kidney
especially
problems or things. And sugar the same way. Yeah. And to me, this is the ultimate demystify, and this is why Holly put her show, you know, Demystify Viria Living TV, to break these kinds of things. Like, you know, agave looks good on the surface, lower glycemic index, a little bit sweeter than sugar, organic. Man, that is really appealing. But when you demystify it, you get a little bit deeper with the stuff. You see, hey, wait a second, they're using fructose to sweeten, which has had problems with other types of plant syrups, like corn plant syrups, which can make you more hungry, can store fat, raise triglycerides, and cause these issues. So the answer from Dr. Weiss is pass on the agave. Go to your stevia, go to your honey, go to your raw sugar. Remember, all of it can put on weight and do things. Moderation is the key. And this is going to be one... Stay sweet and stay well at Radio MD.